This is appears to be Health Day here on the morning show. I am excited to have our next guest join us because what he does helps, in fact, to keep us healthy. It's Dr. Lamar Hasbrook. He's a public health expert and the chief operating officer at the Cook County Department of Public Health. Dr. Hasbrook, good morning and welcome to WVON. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Rufus. I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you. Are you filled with turkey and mac and cheese and all the stuff from Thanksgiving now?
Yeah, and the candy yams, man. They were a hit. I did the candy yams this year. They went over the top. Yes, sir.
Because they always do. If you mess those up, then you mess up some things. It's been interesting hearing about what people have been eating and doing for Thanksgiving, but it's good that everybody's still here and still healthy. Tell me, are we still done with COVID and the flu and RSV?
We're not done with COVID, and we will never be done with COVID, just like we're never done with the flu. It is now referred to as a seasonal infection. So we got the flu, which we've always had, and always had a new flu shot, and then we got COVID over the last 3 years, which is now an annual shot that's going to be required. And then, of course, we have this thing called RSV. These are all seasonal viruses that cause a lot of respiratory problems.
Wait, COVID is now a seasonal virus?
Yeah, we're now looking at COVID as a seasonal virus. So we just like you need the flu shot every year because in the winter season we get flu. Going forward, you're going to be recommended to get a COVID vaccination every year. So it's now an annual shot, and we're kind of done away with the whole boosters and the super boosters and all that. So yeah, so we're looking at it now as an annual seasonal infection that we need the public to know about and make sure they go get their annual shot for that.
Now, let's take these one at a time. I mean, the COVID shot, is there a new variant of COVID? Is this new shot taking care of everything that we know up to this point?
Yeah, so the thing about variants is they continue to happen because as viruses circulate, they reproduce, they multiply, and every time they change a little bit, they adapt. And so there's this genetic mutation that continues to happen. That's for all viruses, even the flu. That's why every year the flu shot is different from the previous year. But with COVID, yeah, we're still kind of in this Omicron variant and a number of what we call subvariants or substrains of that. And the new vaccine, which was released around September, October for COVID, is covering that one, as well as some of the other strains that we had before.
So if we get one since September, then we should be good for a year based on this seasonal vaccine that's now being recommended.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And then let's talk about the flu, because every year, okay. As you just described with COVID, every year we're advised to get a flu vaccine. Some folks get them, some folks don't. Flu's been down for the last couple of years, likely because people weren't associating as closely because of COVID. But now the recommendation is to get the flu shot again as well.
That's right. Yeah, we never stopped getting the flu shot or recommending that folks get the flu shot. It's just kind of all the oxygen in the air was being taken by COVID. And, of course, COVID is 20 times more deadly than the flu. Has a case fatality rate that's about 10 to 20 times more deadly. So we were really focusing on that. But, yeah, we want folks to continue getting their flu shot every year. Up to maybe 40,000 people might die of the flu, just regular bread and butter seasonal flu. So we're still recommending that. And, of course, now COVID's on the scene as well.
And then tell us about this other thing, this RSV, respiratory syncytial, you say it.
Yes, respiratory syncytial virus.
Thank you.
Yeah, so it's another one of those viruses that circulate oftentimes in the flu season, you know, which typically starts from about the fall to the winter, sometimes late winter. It is not, everyone's not at risk for it, but all children, especially young children age 2 and younger. Most infants up to age 1, most of them have actually had it or will get it. It's not always severe or life-threatening. But those are the biggest risk group, the young infants, 2 and younger, pregnant women, and then those who are over age 60 are also at risk also. So there's a trend If you're very, very young of age and your immune system is just starting, or if you are older at age, I won't say very old, but older at age, then your immune system starts to wane and starts to become weakened. So those are typically the two groups that are always going to be vulnerable to some of these flu-like viruses.
Yeah, be careful how you talk about these people who are over 60. We know them very well.
Yeah, yeah, I just turned 58 myself, Rufus, so hey, I'm quickly approaching that group.
Exactly. So, you know, it gets younger every year.
Yes.
This RSV, though, so this affects people who are the youngest, who you said many of them already had it. Is this a vaccine? Are they typically vaccinating young children? Or how does that work for the youngest of us?
Yeah, you know, in previous years, we didn't have much of a vaccine. We do have for infants. What we would do is make sure, you know, parents knew about it, knew the signs, and brought them in for early treatment, diagnosis, et cetera. Most recently, we just developed a vaccine that is really for the older population, the 60-plus population, pregnant women. But we do have some medication for young infants now. And so now we're rolling that out as well. So our toolkit has really been built up over the last year in terms of protection for RSV.
And then for the wiser and more seasoned ones of us, is there a vaccine that we should be getting for RSV, or is it also something we should be just aware of?
Yeah, it really depends on your risk group. It's not recommended for anyone under age 60. So if you are over age 60 or 60 or older, then yes, when you go in and get your flu shot, your COVID shot, you should also ask your provider, or they may just offer it, your RSV shot, because you are at higher risk. Now, in terms of getting it, I would say in priority, I would say COVID and flu are probably higher priority for those age 60 and older, but that's a personal choice. And it also depends on a lot of those high risk groups that we learned about with COVID, you know, those folks that have chronic diseases, those folks that might have a weakened immune system because of another health condition, diabetes, heart disease, those types of things. So it is that individual customization that happens, but everyone is recommended to get it. So that's kind of the general guidance.
So is there a higher, I'm going to stick with this RSV for a minute. Is there a higher risk of people that would get the vaccination for this, or is it simply because you're over 60, you should be considering getting it, or are you saying if you're over 60, you should get it?
I'm saying that the recommendation is that if you're over 60, the recommendation is the CDC recommendation, and my recommendation as the health chief for Cook County Department of Health is that you get it if you're over 60. If I was to ask you, if I was to suggest a priority, I would say get your COVID first and your flu shot, because those are far more common than RSV for folks in that age group. So those are the most common flu viruses that you're going to likely get. And the good thing about it is you can get them all at one time. You know, you don't have to spread them out. Certainly the flu and COVID you can get with one visit. You can come back and get the RSV, or you can do it in any combination. So it's no risk to get them all at once. But if you're 60 or older, yes, you should be getting your RSV this year.
Great. We're talking with Dr. Lamar Hasbrook. He is the chief operating officer at the Cook County Department of Public Health. He wants us to get poked. He wants us to stay alive. He wants us to get better. We'll continue our conversation with him right after this. We're talking with Dr. Lamar Hasbrook. He is a public health expert and the chief operating officer at the Cook County Department of Public Health, talking about the vaccines that we need to have for COVID, for the flu, and for RSV. Doc, how are we doing so far in Cook County? How are we doing this year with getting these vaccinations?
Not great, to be honest. We typically, as a state, the state of Illinois, we typically do better with any vaccinations. Let's just say before the whole COVID thing, just the flu vaccine, about 5 out of 10, about 50%, 60% folks would get an annual flu vaccine. That's kind of our norm. That's our baseline. When we got with COVID, we all know about the story of vaccine hesitancy and this, that, and the other in other communities, and eventually kind of ticked up and folks kind of got with the program in terms of prevention through vaccinations. But there's been some burnout. You know, there's been some fatigue, and I like to say people should still get boosted up, even though they're boosted out. you know, from all the recommendations and all the many shots and things. That said, when the last booster came out back in 22, we only had about 20%. I think we had up to maybe 22% of folks that got that most recent booster. Now that we have this new annual COVID shot out, we're only up to about 8% of folks who have availed themselves of that. And again, this has been out since September, early October. So folks are kind of, you know, I'm going to say over it in terms of making sure they get their vaccinations.
What's the percentage you said that have gotten COVID shots since?
The brand new one that was released in the fall, we're only at 8%. 8% of folks who are eligible, and that's anybody who's age 6 months and older, have actually gotten that new annual COVID shot.
Like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
That's right. And we had about 22% get the last version, which we were calling a booster. We don't call it boosters anymore. We call it an annual shot. So all of that to say, Rufus, is folks are kind of getting boosted out from all the guidance and all the many shots. I think there's a lot of thinking out there, listen, I've already had it. I either got the infection or know somebody that has, or I got, you know, this 1, 2, 3 boosters and the, you know, the initial series and that kind of thing. So we want to make sure people are still getting boosted up, especially as they go into the holidays and spend this time in close proximity with family members of all ages. We want to make sure, you know, before they do that gathering, they go and get their boosters or be up to date with their shots.
Indeed, because we tried to talk before you made those candy yams to make sure that folks were going to be vaccinated as they were gathering and traveling, as we all have been doing.
Right.
I want to go on record as saying Rufus Williams has had his COVID and flu shot. And so all the questions about RSV were for a friend. But it sounds like I got to get poked again. Thank you very much for that. But I'd rather do that than be in the hospital, otherwise be incapacitated.
So
important to do so. On that point, Doc, are we seeing our hospitals, are we seeing more people getting sick? Are we seeing more incidences of these things because people are so lax in getting the vaccines?
Well, the good news is we are not, we are kind of at a low activity rate for COVID. That's the thing we monitor most now. And so hospitalizations kind of are ticking up a little bit with that. We're also monitoring the presence of the virus in what we call wastewater or sewage water. It kind of gives us indirect indications. We're still looking at the percentage of ED visits. So the long and short of it is we're doing pretty well right now in terms of COVID resurgence. Yes, the numbers tick up. They tick down a little bit. But overall, we're doing really, really good. Part of that is probably because people are really taking heed to washing their hands, wearing masks, staying at home when they're sick, some of the other things that we learned, but also because there's been a good amount of kind of population immunity with a number of folks, most people now either having been infected or having been vaccinated to some degree. So we're doing well, but we want to stay ahead of the curve and make sure folks are getting all of their vaccines up to date so that we can have a good winter. And as you said, people can be around after the holidays.
You know, you're the expert. I'm just a guy with a talk show, but I will tell you, people are not washing their hands like we were before. I've been on planes, we'll be on one tomorrow, and I do put on my mask now when I'm on because they're crowded and people are coughing. And I miss playing on a really good golf course because of COVID. So I am really thoughtful about what those things are, but I know as we move around, we're just not doing the things that we were doing when this was a big disease before or a big concern before, when we didn't have a vaccination or any other way and people were just dying by the score. Do you have any concern within all these things that we will be back there at this point, or has this herd immunity really been helpful with pushing this virus down? So?
Yeah, I think that I like to hope, and I like to think as a public health professional, that we have good muscle memory. And so that because we are now, we have home testing, which is available, oftentimes free or low cost, and folks can kind of monitor themselves and pull themselves out of population and stay home while they're sick because we have that, because we do have vaccinations so that if things start ticking up, people will run to their healthcare provider and get these vaccinations, because we should have muscle memory around wearing masks, and we've kind of been socialized to that and not looking at each other weird or suspicious because you're wearing a mask. So I hope that these things will kick in. But people really need to know that, there is really no safe harbor. And the best way to protect yourself from all of these vaccine-preventable diseases, certainly protect yourself from getting ill or seriously ill, is to get your vaccination. And older folks need to understand that much like your eyesight goes, your hearing goes as you get old, your immune system ages as well. So if you're over 50, over 60, you really got to take this thing seriously.
Fine. I'll take it seriously. Let me ask you another question that doesn't affect me as much, but I'm sure it affects a lot of other people and our children and grandchildren. But when we think about vaccinations for pregnant women, that seems to run contrary. And I know that people certainly who've worked hard to get there don't want to add in anything that might create a problem for the fetus. But you still recommend some of these vaccinations for pregnant women?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, these are safe for pregnant women, and we want to make sure. And the good thing about a vaccinated, immunized pregnant woman is that the immunity that she gets, that is, the antibodies and things, those pass to the fetus, and so provides them with some immunity. But when a fetus hits, or a newborn hits the world, it's like an open portal for all airborne infections, viruses, and all kind of other things. And that's what makes them so much more vulnerable. And so, yeah, we need to make sure pregnant women are getting the vaccinations. And in this case, RSV, they'd be eligible for RSV as well as flu and COVID.
Well, I think the report that you just gave is very clear. We need to get our vaccinations. We need to keep them up to date. These are seasonal vaccinations that we get every year for COVID, for flu. If you're under two, over 60, make sure you look out for RSV. Dr. Lamar Hasbrook, public health expert, chief operating officer of the Cook County Department of Public Health, thank you so much for all that you do. And thanks for coming on and being with me this morning. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Rufus. And folks, I just want to say in ending that folks can get more information at boostupcookcounty.com. More information, resources, and some of our vaccine clinics.
Boostupcookcounty.com. Thanks again, Doc. I appreciate you.
Thank you, sir. Have a good day.
Be well.